Blog Talk Radio.
Well, all else don't fail, you go back to your norm. All right, we're recording. We are on air overseas. Again, I want to say good morning to each and every one of you. It's Pastor Mike Beebe with the Golgotha Church of Christ here in Chicago, Illinois. So those that are viewing through Facebook Live, we want to congratulate you and thank you this morning. Again, if you'd like to call in on our blog talk line, that's 515-602-9731. We're in for a treat today. Brother Daryl Cheeks is going to deliver the word from the mountaintop this morning, and we have some special guests along with us this morning, some family we have not seen in a while. It's just so good. Brother Carl Cheeks is with us as well. The song leader up under him at Monroe, and learned a whole lot from him. And just glad to see him and Mom Shirley this morning and others that are coming on. So I just want to greet everybody this morning. I apologize for being tardy. Wasn't my intention, but I had to reboot the entire system. So technology is interesting, but God is still on the throne. Let us get started. We're going to use the regular songbook. I won't be able to pull it up today. Somebody's coming in on 85. I see that. I want to greet you. Say good morning. Number whoever 85 is. I don't know where that's at. Diane, I think I see you as well from Wisconsin. Is that correct? Not Diane. Denise, excuse me, from Wisconsin. Yes. How you doing this morning? Awesome, doing well. I know Diane Fashel was on from Texas, Mobile, Texas, but she's at work, so she's doing through Facebook Live this morning. All right, let's sing a song, Holy Spirit, for those who know it. Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Touch my eyes that I might see all your goodness, your grace and power. Stay beside me every hour. Be my drink, be my living bread. Keep me sheltered, keep me fed. Oh, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, dwell in me. Comfort me, let my heart be one with thee. When I'm worried, soothe my mind, let me sweet contentment find. May I run this wicked race, filled by your amazing grace. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, comfort me. Marie, can I get a glass of water, please? Holy Spirit, rescue me. I set my soul completely free. Beside Jordan, make my bed. And in God's bosom, I lay my head. Let me live in a brand new place. I see my blessed Savior's face. Holy Spirit, Spirit, rescue me. Hey, man, little parts this morning. Let's see. I'll fly away. Some glad morning, when this life is over, I'll fly away, fly away. I'm going to a home on God's celestial shore. will fly away. Don't you know that I'll fly away to glory. I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. So when the shadows of this life have grown up, I will fly away, fly away, like a bird from prison bars that's blown up. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away, oh glory. I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Thank you, sweetheart. Just a few more weary days and then I will fly away, fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away? I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Don't you know that I will fly away. Oh, glory. I will fly away in the morning and when I die. Hallelujah, by and by. I will fly away. Good morning, Big Joe. What's going on, Doc?
Good morning.
Happy birthday to you, man. Yeah, yesterday was your birthday.
Yeah, man. It was good. This one, man, you know, just really went by to be the Lord.
Yep. You turned 23 times over. That's a blessing, Doc.
Amen.
Awesome. Sister Becky, how you doing this month? Sister Becky? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
How's everything?
Good.
I understand. All right. Okay. We just want to say good morning. Let's see. Brian, how you doing, Doc? I see you typing in. You're a little depressed and confused. Well, hopefully God will help loosen some of that this morning. You doing all right? All right. I see you here there. And who else is on? Sweetheart, how are you doing this morning?
Anyway, thank you.
Looking like $1 million. All right, sweetheart. Hey, thank you. Thank you for my my water. Didn't have this morning. All right. Preacher, how are you doing this morning?
I'm okay.
Awesome. Awesome.
Are you
a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like a hamster on a wheel. Yes.
Number
85, okay. Good morning, Beulah. How are you this morning, sis?
She may be on mute.
Okay, she is. I see it's on mute there. But we want to greet you as well. Glad to have you with us this morning. Think everybody's going well. All right.
Thank you.
There she is. How you doing today? Can you put on mute again, okay? Carl, you're holding your head. You all right?
Huh?
You're holding your head. You all right? He's like, oh, here we go again. No, no, no. It's going to be all right. My wife has been chomping at the bit for you to sing. So I've been carrying the load, and I ain't got no problem sharing it. But if you'd like to handle song service today while Daryl here, I'm going to sit back and take notes this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, couple's wonderful.
To make you want for this thing.
This is worship. So if you and you leading right now, it's in your hands.
All right, let's go 396. You know that one, everybody. I believe
this land of binding with this earthly treasure. I'll journey to a place where there is love on every hand. I'll exchange a land of heartache for a land of pleasure. I'm camping for Canaan's happiness. Every day I'm camping toward the land of Canaan, and with rapture I'll survey its wondrous beauty, grand, oh glory, glory, hallelujah. I will find the land of promise. I'm camping toward Canaan's happy land. Yeah, I believe the land of promise with the seasons far over hills and valleys and across the desert sands. But a land of safe back home where I shall not grow weary. I'm camping for Canaan's happy land. Every day I'm camping toward the land of Canaan. And with rapture I'll survey its wondrous beauties grand. Glory, hallelujah, I will find the land of promise. I'm camping for Canaan's happy land. Yes, I'll reach the land of promise with its scenes of glory. My journey ending in a place so lovely and so grand. I'll be led by Jesus to that blessed land of glory. I'm camping for Canaan's happy land. Every day I'm camping for the land of Canaan. And with rapture I'll serve his wondrous beauty, grand, oh glory, glory, hallelujah, I will find the land of promise. I'm camping for Canaan's happy land. Amen. Home of the soul.
Striven
after our labors are old, to us souls will be given on
on that eternal shore. All of the sinner of souls to hear free the light. Free from all care and where love is. He is alive and hope in the storm. We are sighing for thee. Beautiful home of the ransomed beside the crystal sea. Yes, a sweet rest is remaining for the true children of God, where there will be no complaining. Never a chastening rod. Yes, it's home of the soul. Beautiful home, there we shall rest. Never to roam, free from all care. Happy and bright, you know Jesus is there. He is the light, oft in the storm. Glory are we, sighing for home, longing for thee. It's the beautiful home of the ransomed beside the crystal sea. The bright homeland adorning, we shall behold the glad dawn. On, lean on the Lord till the morning. Yes, till the night is gone. Home of the soul, beautiful home. There we shall rest, never to roam. We are free from our care, happy and bright. You know Jesus, he's there. He is the light, oft in the storm. Lonely are we, sighing for home, longing for thee. It's the beautiful home of the ransomed beside the crystal sea. Amen. Let us have a word of prayer. Well, first, let's get to our prayer request. Let's take our prayer request first, and then we will have a word of prayer. Big B, why don't you start us off?
Oh, just keep my family in prayer and everyone that's tuned in online, the ministry of God. Everyone in the district, pray for the steady and steady and steady and steady. Pray for this
weather. Amen. All right. And let's go to Denise in Wisconsin. Prayer request this morning, Denise. Can you hear me, Denise? Maybe just wait for a moment, okay. Mom Jula, any prayer requests this morning?
That we have a great
time. Amen. Amen. Thank you so very much. Becky, any prayer requests this morning?
Basically, just happy to be here and pray for a good week to come.
Amen. And, Shalonda Magnus is on this morning. How are you, Shalonda? Got any prayer requests this morning? She just moved out. Okay, well, she comes back. Let's go to Big Joe. Any prayer requests this morning?
Oh, man, all day, man. Just thinking about it for another year. You know what I'm saying? I'm back, when I was 64, I could feel saying that. But, like, I'm proud of that, man.
sweetheart. Any prayer questions, Mona?
Continue to allow us to make it through the storm. Praying for
Sister Nolan and her family. Be with them and bless them in a way they stand in need of. And all of us are new, Lorraine, as you continue to strengthen her and the rest of the family during this trying time. We're praying for Denise there in Wisconsin, ask you to be with her and strengthen her in a way that she really stands in need of and her family as well. Praying for Mom Bueller, if they don't have any prayer requests, but she's praying for a great service today. Ask you to continue to be with her and strengthen her as well. We're glad to have her this morning. Praying for Sister Becky. She's just happy to be here this morning. Doesn't have any real prayer requests, but just wants to have a good week to come. And, well, we're just so thankful for that. Thankful for Shalonda Magnus this morning, who has no prayer requests, but says good morning, and we're glad she's with us today. Excuse me. Praying for Big Joe today. Just had a, want to say happy birthday to him. 60th birthday. He just had a birthday yesterday. And God is praising you and thanking you for another year, another calendar year. Just ask you to continue to bless him as he continues to grow stronger with you. I pray for the people within the world today that they get to know you and the pardon of their sin. And then also praying for his son Joshua, for his mother Lori, and family just in general. Ask you to bless them all in ways they stand in need of. We're also praying for provisions for Big Joe. Ask you to strengthen him, bless him in ways he stands in need of. My wife Maria is praying this morning for all of us, but we all stand in need of prayer. Praying for Mom Linda Pinson, for the entire family, individuals, collectively, all school kids, including DJ and Savannah, and all those that are going back to school, they're dealing with this, those are back at work, dealing with the COVID situation. Father, we're asking you for safety for them as well. And as my wife always says, for us to keep our little hand in your big hand, everything's going to be all right. And we're so thankful for Dr. Carl Cheeks and Mom Shirley this morning. I should bless them in ways they stand in need of. They want to make sure that we mention Sister Carl Mobley's mother. Sister Mobley passed away. That Mobley family, we want to bless them and keep them and strengthen them at this time. Father, and all those that are dealing with bereavement during this period. I also want to pray for Sister Rochelle Bosley's daughter, that she will be released from the hospital tomorrow accordingly, that everything will go well. And then for Todd Scott, a friend of mine in Iowa, who just found out he has poison ivy and poison sumac. So we ask you, Father, to bless him and keep him during the struggles there as well. Now, Father, we just love you for who you are. We want to pray for the Lugos. That should be with Pop Lugo as he continues to get stronger day in and day out. And just bless us all in ways that we really stand in need of. All these prayer requests we ask and we lay on the altar this morning, it's in Jesus' name we pray. Let's collectively say amen, amen, and amen again.
Amen.
Dr. Cheeks?
Let's go to, it's 46. We all know that. And this is one of our favorite ones.
Yes, yes.
Here we go. And that's when Austin said,
but Jesus took me in and filled the life from heaven till my soul made my heart in love and wrote my name above. Now just a little talk with Jesus makes me whole. Have a little talk. Jesus, let us tell him all about our trouble, hear our faintest cry, answer by and by. I went to get a little prayerful journey, heart to heaven is turning, and a little talk with Jesus, it makes it right, all right. Sometimes my chest seems dim without a ray of cheer, and then a cloud of doubt in me hides the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies, and just a little talk with Jesus clears away. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. Hear faintest cry. Answer by and by. Now when you feel a little prayerful yearning, heart to heaven is turning. Find a little talk with Jesus. Makes it right. All right. Ducks and fears, my eyes be filled with tears.
But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. Hear our faint and cry. Answer by and by. When you feel a little crackle yearning, heart to heaven is turning. Find your little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. It's all right. It's all right. All right. It's all right. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. All right. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. Hear our faintest cry. Answer by and by. When you feel a little prayerful yearning, heart to heaven is turning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Alright. Communion time. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down, and I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. We now come down to this portion of service when we partake of the Lord's Supper. We find in Acts 27. It's upon the first day of the week when the disciples came together to break bread. The Apostle Paul continued teaching in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning in verse number 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread, unleavened bread. And after he had broken, said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup, and after his sup, he said that this cup, the fruit of the vine, is the New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and as often as you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation unto himself, not discerning the Lord's body. And for this cause, many were sick and weakly among him, and many did sleep. Let us give thanks for the bread and for the wine. Father God, thank you for this bread, which is our broken body. And we thank you for this cup, which is our shedded blood. We pray we take it with clean hands and a pure heart as we look to Jesus, the author and the finisher of all of our faith. All these blessings we ask in Christ Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen. Amen and amen again. You may now take it to bring the wine.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Anybody ready for the word of God this morning?
Yes,
amen. Brother Six, if you will prepare for a communion, for an invitation song. And Sister Almeda Murphy on Facebook is saying hello to Brother Chiefs. Say hello to everyone. Roe Collins is saying good morning to Brother Pete and everybody. So
folks are viewing in, and those are the ones that have commented. The others are in, but I can't see them right now. So I want to say hello to everyone. Again, if you'd like to call in, you can call in this morning on 515-602-9731, and you'll be able to talk with the preacher. Any comments or encouragement about the sermon, you can do that at the same time. One more verse of the song, and then the next voice you will hear will be that from Daryl Cheeks. Pastor is short in there. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, you know that I'll be satisfied. I'm singing anyway. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, you know I'll be satisfied. Anyway, you bless me, Lord, you know that I'll be satisfied. I see Lenore Wheeler would introduce some and present to others, Dr. Daryl Cheeks.
Well, hello, everyone. Good morning. It's indeed a pleasure to be here today.
Yes,
yes.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for all that you do. Yes, sir. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Those of you who don't know, I have been struggling to let God have the Lord. You know what?
Come on, dear.
Okay. I'll let him bring your family.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I'm going to stay with the family. And that's our chance.
Let me use
that. I have one story for you this morning.
All right.
Turn on to the Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17.
All right.
Now, we know that Jesus said, Yeah.
Over there is to put your phone on mute, please. Okay, I got it. Okay. All right, go ahead.
So, 610 of the window. The 610 is the thing. It has not seen it. He's enjoying your life. In the way he's not going. Going forward. And he goes from 5 to 5. Sticking his hands out. For the Lord. They looked and they aimed the screw of something was counting. And the Bible says in verse 3, and so Moses and Elijah,
yeah, yeah,
and the fear,
yes, sir,
the guidance of the people.
Yes, sir.
You want to see how that comes to
me? Yeah, I wish I was there.
You know what happened? Jesus, for Moses and the wife.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Moses and the wife to see Jesus.
Yes. Come on, Daryl. Can we kick it with you? Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tell it. Tell the story there.
Yeah. He can't love me
Amen.
Hey, man, I want to lay seen to go first. Jesus and Aaron and the Holy Spirit is elder. You can tell one.
Amen.
Oh, she did it when the body took her.
Amen.
Yes.
She gave the oil and go on
it. Amen.
That's
right. The field. That's right. The
water.
That's right.
We will be good for a long time.
For a long time. Come on, Doc. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He
Come on, Daryl. Yeah. Because when it fell Amen. Amen. Word is going to be
Yes.
The peace is the peace. Huh?
Amen.
You be proud, but you be no harm.
That's right.
Like James said, it's like looking into a mirror. Well, you know what you're supposed to do. That's why you don't want to read the Bible. Because you know what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
And if you believe upon God, it's going to cause you to do something. Either you're going to run away and try to destroy it, or you're going to say, God, I believe the big turtle.
Yes.
I believe the gift or the threat. That's called. And I'm going to repent and change something. I'm going to confess and let the world know Jesus is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He's the Son of God. And the resurrection of Jesus.
Amen.
Not the removal of dirt from our body, but the consciousness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, he died. But he did the Lord himself. He got up.
Yes.
I got one story, and then I'm going to be talking about what I do with Israel. As you know, sister, I did a prison
sentence
for 17 years.
Yep.
And I also did 26 California to the Jason Nod. One day, we were through the cancer. We were talking to the woman.
Yeah.
One year later, he was so alive. He was talking about how people play sheep for the state.
Look, come on. Come on.
And he said to the woman, I can raise people for the state. You guys know who goes
there.
Who was there? Okay? He said, I tell you what. He said, when you get a bug, I have always wanted for my grandma to be my grandma.
Yes, sir.
He said, I tell you what. You tell her to get a bug, and I'll tell her. It's a wonderful thing.
Yes.
We got to love. We got to learn from it. And you got to be true. This is a good time. You heard the word. And you need to respond in the way. We answer to the right now as we see together.
You're on mute, Carl. You gotta unmute yourself, Carl.
Okay.
There you go.
We can tell our stories back there. So this story is different.
Yes, sir.
I heard it all
glory, I'll sing again from glory, and then what I hope can be to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning, and I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him.
floods me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing fire revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. I've been obeyed his blessed command and gained the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. Oh, about his healing, his gift for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. Then some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and he bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is to him. He cleansed me to victory beneath the cleansing blood. Amen. Amen. We have had a marvelous, marvelous message this morning out of Matthew 17. I want to give Daryl a love deposit. Let's give him a love deposit, you guys. Amen. Marvelous job. And points I picked up so vividly, man, I wrote a few things. Sometimes we get in situations that we don't anticipate, and then the Lord will make a way. In spite of what you're going through, the Lord will make a way. God can bring us back to life, and then the Lord will consume everything if you let the Lord have his way in your life. Powerful, powerful points. I want to thank you for that, Daryl. Let's open it up to the floor for those who have may have something on their heart or comments that they would like to make at this time. Who wants to start us off? Marie, glad you're doubling over.
One thing I got, really appreciate the message. And it took me back to 1 John 5 and 5. They said, love the test of the time to the Lord. And we make believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's one of my favorite scriptures, not to thank you. And this helped us to understand, in spite of all the ones, and I'm saying the Old Testament, we are right now, in spite of all the things that we know, we say, yeah, it's God, because of Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. Veronica, any comments?
The way we bow together and express how, like you said, we should take that I have this way of our life and everything that worked out the way it's supposed to. Because we see situations that we don't anticipate having. We're not selfish, but if we allow God to step in and move ourselves out of the way, it's our work.
Amen. 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 Very good. Denise. From Wisconsin. How you doing this morning? Any comments on the lesson?
I reiterate when everybody and so forth.
All right. Thank you so very much. Sister Becky?
Well, we sure, in this council, have seen our fair share of things we didn't expect
to
see. So we have walked and continue to walk that road. And, I'll maybe throw in a prayer request now after the ceremony. We've had the opportunity to renew friendships that Daryl and I had since we were in elementary school. We were 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. And again, as we discussed last week, the pandemic has kind of had some interesting dynamics about helping you to take stock of those people that have been with you since they can stay. And it's been a blessing to renew those relationships. And we saw three of those people yesterday and just really hope that on a go-forward basis that we can be an example to them and that we can perhaps be a sort of a touchstone of them perhaps coming closer to God in their own lives and that we can make sure that as we're rebuilding those relationships that we're...
Amen. Very good. All right. Sister Beulah.
Hey, really appreciate it. Oh, so much. I have so much faith in him afterwards, so I'll change some of it later. But I really appreciate the way that she and I got the first. I thought, I'm so worried. And I say, you were fine.
All right, Brian, if you have any comments, you can type them in on the chat, and I'll be able to read it from there. Those of you that are on Facebook Live, if you have any comments, you can type them in, and I'll be able to get them there. Dr. Cheeks?
I miss so many. I miss all of you, and wish you could be live, but virtual is a beautiful technology that. And we just said, really, something God so thankful that we made the prayer, but we have to look for this up. And so I just want to say,
Brian, hold on one second. Okay. No comments right now. You said, okay, that's okay. All right. Mom Sherry, do you have any comments?
I'm just so happy to be a part of the service today. Daryl, thank you for the message. We know God works in all things. Just accept the blessings. I love you.
Amen. I concur. We love you. And we definitely miss you. DJ Lyles, Chauncey's son, Joy Don is on this morning. Anise Banks, he said it's good to see everyone. He's praying for us. And so they're on through Facebook Live and others. Those are the ones that made comments. And let's see, no one has called in on the blog talk line. But you still have time, 515-602-9731, 515-602-9731. Those who are viewing through Facebook Live or Blog Talk, if you'd like to talk to the preacher, you can do that. I've got a few more minutes for that. All right. Yes.
Brother David, thank you for the way you're handling service, too. You've given everyone the
opportunity
to speak.
Oh, I appreciate it. I've been a one-man band for a long time, so I'm loving that. The more the merrier. Come on in and kick your shoes off. Appreciate it so very much. Okay. Well, you guys have a wonderful day. Next week will be Dr. David Penn will be with us for the first time. And this will be his first time in this somewhat of a format. And so we're looking forward to his message and first time him speaking for us in our 9 years of existence, so we're excited about that as well. Guys, do something for somebody that can't repay you for getting Jesus Christ and then crucified. We will remember to let me put this up here. tithes and offerings. We always want to, that's part of our service, so I want to make sure they have that. Yeah. About the only thing that came through this today, which is good. Can you guys see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's our, yeah, if you want to make tithes and offerings through credit card, FundMe, our Venmo, that PayPal account, or a Cash App, or a Zelle account, any one of those numbers you can use to help to bless the ministry. We're in our midst of our homeless population now, and we've given out over 100 bags. We're preparing more to help these. This is what the wife has pretty much put together, helping us put together for the bags that are going out. And we're looking to put out about another 120 of them over the next couple of weeks. But we're still preparing for that. So we just keep us in prayer as we continue to do God's work and God's will. And, again, learn more and more. As Daryl said, take every opportunity to get to learn more about Christ. We so many times that we get so caught up, and Dr. Chish, you probably know this, we get caught up in the speaker or caught up in the environment, caught up in the building and the popping circumstance, and we need to get caught up in the Word of God. And I think that God has done one thing that's powerful, which is wiped everything out that we've put in front of Him, and now we have to listen to His Word and appreciate Him. So we're learning how to really worship Him now more than we ever were before. So when we get a chance to come back and embrace, it should be that much more powerful for the worship. Love you guys. Thank you so very much. Any more comments before we cut off? Make sure anybody, I miss nobody. This end, no one understands.
Will you continue to send out the calls for your service on Sunday?
Yes, ma'am. I sure will. I certainly will. And hopefully this week I'll learn how to simplify. It will be a simple one that everybody goes through at the same time every week. But right now I'm doing it that way. But yes, I've added you to the, according to Daryl's email, I added those names to the list. And so you will, I won't forget because I go to that list to do the invites. I have to get input myself sometimes. So, all right.
It was a blessed day, everyone.
You do the same. Have a great evening. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Daryl, once again. And we'll see you guys soon. God bless.
Bye-bye. Love. Bye-bye. It was a blessed day, everyone.
Back in, people happy Sunday.